This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is our number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as is my wont, whenever I can, I want to talk with my next guest because he is the most read man in the United States when it comes to the issues that surround the stuff we talk about here for the most part, which is guns, gun stuff, gun politics, actions with guns. And that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. A pleasure to be here.
Or are you still in Dallas? Like
start.
Well, I want to start with this gun control advocate that committed murder-suicide and get your take on it.
It's a sad case. I've read a lot of people, you know, saying that, you know, it's hypocritical of her, but she's dead. You know, people are not thinking straight when they commit murder-suicide.
No.
And clearly she had mental problems. She was depressed. And when I wrote about it, I wanted to take a little bit different tack than most and not comment so much on her activism, but on the fact that she made a very bad decision under a lot of emotional stress. And if she could have just put off the decision for a little while, she and her children might still be alive. And it's generally a very poor decisions are made under a lot of emotional stress and at a time when we aren't thinking straight. And that's what the people who are pushing for more infringements on the right to bear arms always seem to want to do. We got to make a decision right now. We got to pass it right now. If we wait too long, we won't get it passed. Well, that's because people will be thinking straight and they won't be driven by emotion. So that's the take I took on it, is that most really bad decisions are made under emotional stress when you're not thinking straight. And most of the gun control bills that have been passed under emotional stress. In the 1968 gun control law, it was after, you know, several assassinations were done. Oh, we got to pass a law right now. And you notice that was the call when they were trying to pass gun control this last time, too. We got to pass it right now. We got to do it right now. We got to strike while the iron is hot, meaning strike when people aren't thinking straight. And that is what we should be avoiding. And every political writer who wants good law says you shouldn't make decisions in the heat of the moment. And those political writers who think they know everything and know what's best for everybody say that, well, we can use the heat of the emotion to pass what we want, which is contrary to good public policy, in my opinion.
Sort of answers why they're not always. One of my questions about gun control has always been, why aren't they always pursuing gun control? And, you know, the whole emotional thing is the reason, because, you know, after that initial emotional outburst, that moment of grief, or however you want to put it, it sort of dies down. And
if you look at gun control from strictly a numbers viewpoint and try to be very dispassionate about it, it doesn't make sense. It's they're constantly trying to drum up statistics in order to come up with an argument for gun control. It only works if you make the assumption that nobody really wants any guns and guns aren't useful for anything.
Right.
But that's not true, and virtually everybody understands it's not true when they're not under a lot of emotional stress. But they peddle the notion that if we just do something about guns, it will solve our problems, which, of course, it won't. And it hasn't. It has not solved problems in other places. It may displace them a little bit. You may have more people killing themselves with by hanging themselves instead of by shooting themselves, or more people using cars in mass attacks, or gasoline for arson attacks. But dedicated people who want to do evil can usually get guns, even in places where they're tightly controlled, as we've seen in Europe. So,
have you ever noticed that when they're on that emotional tack, the examples that some of them use, like here lately, they've been saying, well, we had this thing that happened in New Zealand, and they took action, but we know the action is a failure,
exactly.
Right? And then you know what they're doing in New Zealand right now. Do you know what they're doing in New Zealand? They're saying that the only state that's actually done what they've tried to do is New York with the SAFE Act, which is an even bigger failure than their action.
It is. Now, here's the thing. The people who push this, often the mass of them, don't own guns. And they don't see any reason for us to have guns. So they don't see any downside to it. It's really that simple. They don't think they will be affected, and they don't care if we are. So they don't care if they push something that's illogical or irrational, as long as it reduces the availability of guns even a tiny little bit, that will be inconsequential. They'll feel they have a victory. It's bizarre, but it is the way it is. So they'll push stuff that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And you see it over and over again. And in New Zealand, they're fighting back, and I think they may stop a registry from happening there. They haven't had one since 1984. The one they had before, they felt was ineffectual, expensive, and just not cost-effective at all. And they're arguing the same thing. They said it doesn't do any good. The only thing a registry does for you is allow you to confiscate arms easier when you want, when the government decides they want to confiscate.
Right. Right. Yeah, they are.
And so, you know, they may win. The gun owners, I think they've got a good chance because a lot of the emotion has died down, and the prime minister there is making the same old argument. We've got to pass it right now. We've got to get it done right away. But several months have gone by, and cooler heads have prevailed, and people are starting to put up some arguments and say, well, this doesn't make sense. There's no reason we have to do this. Why are you punishing all of us when we didn't do anything wrong? And it's making some headway there. The other thing I found out is that her party, which is the Labor Party, is a minority party there. And the only reason they gained control of the government was there's another party called New Zealand First. Sounds a little familiar. And people who voted for that party thought they were voting for conservatives, but they aligned with the Labor Party and the Green Party, and all together they were able to get a majority, and they pushed that extreme gun control that passed through in record time.
Yeah. It just so now they got to do is figure out how to enforce it.
Well, yeah. And the problem is that they're very happy if they don't even enforce it that much, because culturally they will have won. They'll have forced people with semi-automatic rifles to hide them or bury them or not shoot them in public, and that gives the impression that they're evil and nobody should have one, and that's a cultural win for these people. A lot of it is.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Dean is the most read man in the United States when it comes to this stuff, and you can find all of this stuff that he's talking about, that we're talking about, at Ammoland. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are talking with writer and activist and instructor and so many other things, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Now, you know I like to talk about the Bears. And you have come up with a study on there's actually been a rendition of a bear's skull to tell us where we need to be aiming if a bear is charging it. Tell me about this.
Yes. Well, first off, this is really I did the article to show people where the bear's brain is inside the skull. Because you get all these stories about bullets bouncing off a bear's skull and then the bear just shrugs them off and goes on to tear people up or whatever. And I think most of that is mythology. I mean, some of it might be from very low-powered rounds or rounds that hit at a very slight angle at just the right place on the skull. But mostly, the bear's brain is not where a lot of people think it is inside the bear's skull. Now, a big bear will have a brain roughly a pint in volume. And a big bear's head will be about 2.5 gallons in volume. So there's a lot of places you can shoot a bear in the head and not hit the brain. And if you don't hit the brain, there's a good chance you're not going to stop the bear. And I think that's where a lot of this mythology comes from. I remember one case where I was reading about it. I think it may be one of the cases that is in the pistol stories. And one of the hunters or people that was being charged by the bear, they recounted having shot the bear directly above the eye. But it didn't stop the bear. It just kept on coming. Well, if you shoot a bear directly above one of its eyes when it's coming at you, you completely miss the brain. The brain case, if you're looking at a bear directly looking at you, is completely in between the eyes. And if you shoot just the slightest bit above the eyes, and the bear's nose is pointing at you, you may hit skin and fur and muscle, but you won't hit the brain. So, and if you hit below the eye, you'll miss the brain as well. So what I did in this article is I put these pictures together, and you can see just where the brain is associated in the skull. And then if you think about it, you can figure out in three dimensions where you have to aim to hit the brain. And there are several points. One is, if the nose is pointed at you, shoot right up the nose, and those nasal cavities lead directly to the brain, and there's not much bone in the way of the bullet getting to the brain. And if the bear is standing up or got its head pointed up a bit, you can shoot underneath the jaw towards the back of the head, and there's no, the jawbone itself, there is no bone between the skin until you get to the back of the brain, and then the bone is not that thick, and you can go directly to the brain. And from the side, you imagine a line from the eye to the ear. And if you shoot directly at the middle of that line, you'll go directly to the brain case. Now, in a big bear, you'll have to penetrate maybe 2 to 4 inches of muscle and hide before you hit the skull. But the skull at that point is not real thick. And even a .22 bullet directly in from the side will make it into the brain and kill the bear. And I have a picture in the article of the world record grizzly bear that was killed in 1953 by Bella Twin near Slave Lake in Alberta. And she killed that bear with a .22 long, not a long rifle, out of a single shot, little Cooey Ace One that she had at very close range. And she didn't think she had a choice, I am sure. And she shot that bear. And then she had about another 7 or 8 cartridges in her pocket And she fired all seven of them into very close order, almost the same spot, to make sure the bear was dead, because it was a huge, huge bear. But the 22s penetrated from the side like that, and they can do it. So when ordinarily sportsmen, trophy hunters, will not shoot a bear in the head. And the reason is very simple. The skull of the bear is the main part of the trophy, or one of the main parts of the trophy. And a skull of a bear is what's measured to see if it goes into the record books. If you shoot a big bear in the head and hit the brain with a high-powered rifle bullet, your trophy is going to be a bag of bones. It just explodes the skull. It's just loose bones all you get. I suppose you might do a jigsaw puzzle and put them back together. But so most hunters don't want to shoot the bear in the brain, and so it's not really a good place to aim for sport hunting. But in self-defense, the brain or the upper spinal column are the only two targets that you can be sure will stop a bear almost immediately. And at very close range, the target is big enough to hit, whereas at a couple hundred yards out there, it becomes difficult. So that's why I put it up, so that people would see where that brain is. Because I know when I first examined a bear skull myself, I said, oh, well, that's where the brain is. And it was just much more narrow, further back and lower than I would have expected.
Right.
And I think that article shows it pretty well.
So it just...
One other case is that bear opens its mouth, you know, roar at you or something, and pop it in the back of the mouth, and it goes right into the brain, too.
Well, I guess there's that.
Well, if the bear's chewing on you and you can stick the muzzle of your pistol inside its mouth, you're probably going to kill it.
Right. I got a question I'm going to ask you in the next segment about that, simply because I would love to know what if you actually look at this, because I would imagine this would be a thing. This would be something to consider. So you hang tight. We're coming up on the next break. For those of you that like to read, if you'd like to read about what you're hearing here, well, then go check Dean out at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House has released more transcripts of testimonies of President Trump's former top aides to Russia. Meanwhile, President Trump and some GOP senators are calling on former Vice President Joe Biden to testify before Congress regarding Ukraine corruption. A defiant Joe Biden reminds us,
"This is about Donald Trump, not about me. There's not a single solitary thing that anybody has demonstrated that I didn't do my job as the representative of the United States of America, representing America's position."
President Trump's launching a Black Voters Initiative. The president also spoke at a Black Voices for Trump coalition rally.
"With your help, we're going to travel all across the country to every community, urban, rural, and suburban, and we're going to campaign for every last African-American vote in 2020.
President Trump also doing some fundraising in Georgia as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about this this article he wrote about targeting of a bear. Now, when with the is this all bear? Is this all species of bear that we're talking about here?
Well, their skulls vary a little bit. Polar bear skull is a little bit narrower. They have a little bit longer snout. But the basic conformation of the skull, and I've looked at grizzly skulls and black bear skulls, and they're not much different in the overall conformation from a polar bear skull. There are minor differences, but if you acquaint yourself with where the brain is in one, it'll be very close to where the brain is in all three. Now, one of the things that you can remember, and this works on most animals, not just on bears.
Right.
If you want to figure out where the brain is, draw a line from the eye to the ear opposite, to the opposite ear opening, and then from the other eye to the other opposite ear opening, and where those two intersect, that's pretty close to the center of the brain. Works on most animals, and it works quite well with bears.
Right.
Now, that intersection will be underneath the bear's skin a couple of inches, and that's where you would want to aim. And you have to think of the target, the bear, in three dimensions. Don't just think I aim for this spot on the skin because you can miss. I mean, the bear can be turned one way or another. You have to think about where the organ that you're trying to hit or destroy or the bone you're trying to break is inside the body. And then you aim for a trajectory so the bullet will hit that bone or organ inside the body. So you have to think in three dimensions a bit. And a good hunter will study his quarry and study the anatomy and then be able to envision from different angles where he has to aim to hit what he's trying to destroy or to cease functioning. If it were any game animals, you don't generally want to hit them in the abdominal cavity. You want to hit the heart and lungs. Will cause death fairly quickly, but it depends on if you get both lungs or the heart. And even a heart shot, a big animal can often go for many seconds before they succumb. And with both lungs, they'll go further. And if you just hit one lung, they can go for quite a long time and may even recover. If they're hit in the abdominal cavity, they will usually die, but it often takes days. So you want to avoid the abdominal cavity generally. And it's quite, it extends a fair ways forward. Now, on a dangerous animal that you want to stop from killing you, some other good targets, if you have reasonably powerful bullets, are to break the shoulders, because then that slows them down and they'll go to one side or veer away. Or the hips, you know, again, it slows them down and gives you a chance to put more shots into them. Or anywhere on the spine, because if you hit the spine from back of the shoulders to the hips, it's going to disable the rear legs, and that slows them down a lot. Now, we're talking life and death here. Those aren't shots that you generally would take when you're out shooting for sport. You'd like to get a shot into the chest cavity, or through one shoulder into the chest cavity and into the other shoulder would work quite well, too, because we're not usually shooting polar bears that much for the meat, and a bullet on a really big animal like a polar bear doesn't spoil much meat.
Right.
So,
let me ask you a question. This brings me to my question, because some of the things you're saying are all of the things you're saying lend themselves to a degree of precision and knowledge, familiarity.
Exactly.
With the how many people actually are going to be able to pull that off? I'm not thinking about as far as the mechanics of doing it. I would agree with you. I think a lot of people could do this. But, like, if a bear is coming at them at a charge and they have the presence of mind to think, I need to get a gunshot up, how much time do they have to make this determination and to go into action with a bear? How fast can they cover the ground?
It varies. And I've seen a couple of cases, not a lot, but there are some, where the charge is so close and so fast that they don't have time to draw a gun, they don't have time to pull bear spray, they're just hit. You know, that can happen, but those seem to be in the minority. Most of the time, they get at least a couple of seconds. And for somebody who's practiced drawing and firing a little bit, a couple of seconds is enough. I am actually impressed by the number of people who are able to draw a gun, pull and fire and kill a bear before it reaches them, just within a couple of seconds. We see several cases illustrated in the database of handgun defenses against bears. I was surprised. You know, I started this research project without knowing just what I would find. And yet I think there's about 10% of the cases that we've seen, people are able to draw and fire and put a bear down, kill it, drive it off, even though it's charging them at very close range with only about 2 seconds. So it's amazing. But think about this. Guns, handguns particularly, are a pretty mature technology. And the ability to point that gun at close range at something and to hit it, the ergonomics have been improved and built into those guns over about almost two centuries now, maybe a little more if you include all the cap lock and flintlock pistol. And most of those early pistols hardly had any sights at all. They were meant to be just pointed and shot. And so you could say it's the first point-and-click device, and it seems that those ergonomics at close range with fast targets work pretty well. Now, I know that there are a lot of people claim you can't do it, but we're seeing in the actual instances that people do it pretty well. Now, it helps to practice. If you practice the draw and quickly shooting, you know, doing it smoothly and not getting hung up in clothing, it helps. And we find that to build the muscle memory for a reasonably smooth draw, you don't have to be wide herp, and you want to practice it starting smoothly and doing it again and again, about a couple of thousand repetitions will get it so it's ingrained into your muscle memory and you won't hardly have to think about it. You'll just think, I need to draw, and the gun will be up and in your hand. But you need to do it from a consistent position every time. By that, I mean the pistol is in the same place, so your hand knows where to get it, that you don't shift that holster around all over. So in each position, you would need the same couple of thousand repetitions. But if you do that, you know, about a couple thousand, 2,500 times, you will build up the muscle memory and you'll be able to do it. And some people do it with far less. I was amazed. There's a Kim Woodman who shot that grizzly that was coming at him from started about 30 yards away.
I tell you what, hang on. I want to hear about this story. I do want to hear about this story. We're coming up on the last break. Dean, you can find Dean's stuff, which he's written over 3,000 articles now. And about half of them, near half, you can find at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten. We've gotten back on the thing about bears. I love the bears thing. The bears thing always is just fascinating to me. You're about to tell me a story about a bear incident.
Yes. And this was a case where a fellow used a 10-millimeter Glock 20. He was it's Kim Woodman is his name, and he's born in Alaska. And he was hiking up a creek, and he had taken along the Glock 20 in his pack. But as he was going up the creek, he noticed bear scat. And thought, you know, maybe I better have that pistol ready. And he didn't have a holster, and he stuck the pistol in his right front pocket with the grip sticking out without any round in the chamber. That's the way he was taught to do it, and that's the way he had practiced. He practiced when he drew the pistol, he racked the slide. And as he came up on a little opening about 30 yards away across the creek, he saw these two grizzly bear cubs. And almost immediately after that, as they ran, the sow, which was just behind him, started coming at him. And he drew the pistol, he racked the slide, and there was a little bank, you know, on the creek, and he was a little ways from the bank. And as she came up the bank, he started shooting. And this all happened in just a couple of seconds. And he fired three shots. And he tried to back away from the bear as he was shooting. He took about a step back, and his heel caught on some brush or something. And he started to go out. He's still trying to shoot at the bear as it's coming up on him. And as he's falling down, he's still shooting. And his foot came up, his left foot. He brought that up to as if to reflexively try to fend the charging bear off with his foot. And his last shot went through his boot, took off the tip of the second from the little toe on his left foot, and probably was one of the bullets that killed the bear. And the bear fell dead just a couple of feet where his sunglasses had fallen off his head as he tripped backwards. So people do amazingly well. I am not a proponent of carrying a pistol around without a round in the chamber. But the Israelis do it that way. And if you practice consistently, and I always do it the same way, obviously it can work. So even though he didn't have a proper holster, he had practice, and he made the decision very quickly that he was going to have to shoot because it was an all-out charge by this grizzly, and almost certainly saved his life. Now, he had to hike back about 5 miles to his boat, you know, with blood starting to fill up his boot from the toe that he had taken the last little joint off of. But it doesn't seem to have bothered him too much. Now, an interesting thing about Kim, he's been in Alaska all his life. His father was a famous bear guide who moved up there and started guiding on bear hunts in 1938. And this was the second bear he had to kill in self-defense, the second grizzly bear. A few years earlier, he was hunting moose, and he was sneaking up on a moose, and he heard a little noise, and he turned around, and here's a grizzly bear, a big boar, sneaking up on him. And he had a .338 Winchester Magnum, and he turned around, and the bear was so close he couldn't even see it through the scope. He had to point, and he shot, and the bear went down. But remember how we were talking about how if you shoot like above the eye, there's no brain behind there. There's just real big muscles on each side of the brain case that power the bear's jaws. And his shot with the Magnum went through that muscle, and the shock wave from the bullet hitting the muscle was enough to kind of knock the bear out, and he thought it was dead. So he moves away a little bit. I guess he was getting ready to get help or something to help skin out the bear. And he hears some movement, and here the bear, stunned, is just kind of like halfway dizzily going around in circles. And he ran back with the rifle and stuck it up next to the bear's neck and shot through the spinal cord and killed it. And the bullet from the .338 Magnum, after having gone through the skin, the neck, the spinal cord, lodged under the skin of the opposite side. It didn't even completely penetrate all those things. Almost, but not quite. So very few people have to kill more than one grizzly bear in a lifetime in self-defense, but Kim Woodman is one of them.
That's a crazy story. You've told that one before, and I kind of thought that's what you were going to tell us again. But
it's a good story, and it's true, and there's plenty of evidence. People investigated it, and they ruled that he had done so in self-defense, and the sow that he killed was not huge, but 400 pounds is still a lot of bear.
Right.
So it'll mess you up. And that was one of the first cases I heard about where a 10 millimeter was used against a grizzly, and he was not even using the best loads. He was using jacketed hollow points, 180 grain. I think he probably would have done even better if he'd had loads designed to, you know, hard cast loads designed to penetrate. But it worked. It's hard to argue with success.
Very. It's very hard to argue with success. But at the same time, I sit back sometimes with some of these guys, and do you think any of this is just, do some of these guys get away pretty lucky, do you think?
Well, some of it may be luck. Heck, some may be divine intervention for all I know.
Right.
But it seems to me that usually when people use a pistol against defending against a bear, it's very close range. It's seldom over 30 feet. I mean, it does happen occasionally that it's more. But when you get into those close ranges, I mean, when you get to, you know, someplace where you can shoot, and you can practice, you know, without doing target style shooting, just try point shooting, you know, getting your gun and do what we call snap shooting. You may probably bring the gun up high enough so that you can see the sights, but you aren't necessarily getting a real precise sight picture. You just bring the gun up and shoot, and you'll be surprised at how small a target you can hit at close range. And then the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Okay. I gotcha.
And, you know, the more you do it, you'll develop confidence that you can do it, too. So it's, and guns are made to be ergonomic. You know, they're made to point like that. So I recommend that everybody with a pistol try that. Try point shooting at close range very rapidly. And it's not exactly shooting without sights because you can see the sights. You bring it up close enough, up high enough so that the sights are in your line of vision. And your brain, after you've shot a bit, will automatically align up that pistol with where you want it to go, even if you're not taking a very deliberate, conscious sight picture.
Gotcha. I hear you. Now, will you have the time to be with us this coming Wednesday?
Yes, I believe so. I've got a few projects, but I expect to be able to be with you. I always enjoy being on the show. It's a fun show, and I intend to continue on.
Outstanding. The thing that I find fascinating is Dean is with us on Wednesday, and then he's with us 2 days later. And you're publishing an average of about two articles a day right now, I'm noticing. I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good week. I try to get at least an article a day out, and sometimes it gets better, you know, depending on the topics and the muse, I think, you know. So,
well, I've got some.
Muse is a Greek concept. So, as it hits me.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again on Monday between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.